Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Just because we're joining games in progress.
Lakers, it wasn't LeBron James. He protested.
No, the Lakers are hugging Kyrie Irving after losing to them 121-104. Kyrie goes for 26, and I just feel like they're all just hugging him extra long, going, dude, come play with us, man. Dude, come play with us. Come on. Come play with us, man. Come play. You can take off as many days as you want. We don't care. Come play with us. Just play once and get us in the playoffs. Then play every game. Just help us out there.
Well, I think they were kind of congratulating him as being the only star to actually play today.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Everybody else, load management.
Yeah.
Whine, yeah. Cry, stomp around like a three-year-old on Saturday, and then take the following Monday off.
Well,
I protest because you officiated me terribly, and I'm fighting for the playoffs, except when I'm not.
When you have a tantrum like that, that takes a lot of energy out of you.
Really, did
you
he? Did he hurt himself on that?
I don't know.
How did he not get a technical foul for acting like an ass?
You need to respect when a guy is going through something like that, and that he may hurt himself, he may be upset, he may be very tired, and he may miss games. That could happen.
It was one of the most pathetic displays in recent memory. Now, the Beverly thing grabbing a camera was funny. That was funny.
Look at this. What do you mean I'm getting technical? What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to help color in the boxes here to let you know exactly what's going on.
Hey, guys, real quick. You know the Lakers held the Nets to 121 without AD and LeBron.
No, that was a good job. Well, they had the lead late into the third. I mean, that was good.
I'm going to take my wins.
No, remember.
Find your wins. That's what it's all about, baby.
Yeah. The Nets didn't have Kevin Durant either, so there's that.
Yeah, well, they didn't have Vince Carter either.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
Hachimura had 16 points.
Okay. All right. Yes, he did.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Did it crash 16, the server in Japan this time?
I don't know. It might have.
About that, right?
Yeah.
He's very popular.
He is. It'd be more popular if the Lakers would win more games. But
yeah,
then,
that would help.
You never know. Now, speaking of the officiating, people in the NBA are going, oh, man, officiating. People are going to talk about this forever. And then Sunday, the NFL said, hold my beer. Obviously, the weekend at Burrowhead.
You found that path you were looking
Burrowhead.
For.
Burrowhead. I'll tell you, man. I'm watching the NFC Championship game, and I'm just saying to myself, can we just start the game? Can we just start the game at Burrowhead? I just want to, let's just get to Burrowhead. This is over. It's done. It's going to be a slow march for an Eagle. Just start the game early or play eight quarters so we can get more of this game at Burrowhead. Burrowhead.
It was sad.
Every hour in Burrowhead.
Here's your NFC title game.
Yeah.
Purdy goes out. We find out he's may need Tommy John surgery when it's all said and done.
Yeah. He can't pitch for the Mets next year, that's for sure.
But he goes down. Johnson comes in, goes down, and fumbles the ball, and all of a sudden the game's over.
Yeah.
Right? Just like that.
That was it. It was over.
1:36 left in the second quarter. We got ourselves a game. All right. This is going to be all right.
Yeah.
They're going to go into halftime, and they're going to really figure something out. You know, Peyton Manning and his halftime adjustments beats. No. If you want to talk about halftime adjustments, if ever there was a point where that whiteboard was going to be cooking, that should have been it. Instead,
what do you mean whiteboard? That at halftime is, has anyone at any level played quarterback? I don't care if it was high school, Pop Warner. Has anybody have any experience at quarterback? And this is where the guy like sweeping up in the back goes, I played a little quarterback in my day. All right, suit up in the second half.
Literally tryouts. All right, throw the ball. Let me see your throwing motion. Can you catapult it 10 yards down the field?
Who can throw the football more than 10 yards? I'd like to go. It was difficult.
Yeah.
We have a lot about the JV game, which was the NFC Championship game, coming up. But the action at Burrowhead and the penalty on Joseph Osai is clearly still front and center today. The play we'll be talking about all offseason, the play that helped give the Chiefs the victory in the AFC title game to move on to the Super Bowl.
Mahomes waits for the shotgun snap. Two receivers out to each side. Mahomes with a deep drop.
Finish.
Now moving in the pocket. Running to the right and running well. He's at the 50. He's trying to run for the first down. He goes out of bounds. And the Bengals push him after he was out of bounds. Multiple flags are going to tack 15 yards onto this play. 8 seconds left in regulation. And with that penalty, the Chiefs will be in field goal range.
Man, you have to be more aware. This football team has got a lot of awareness. Not on that play.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 58.
No!
The penalty is 15 yards from the end of the play. Automatic first down.
Joseph Osai has to know where he is on the football field. Has to know where the quarterback is on the football field.
No.
Great hustle play. I mean, he tries to pursue. He's after it. He's tracking Mahomes. I mean, he's 5 yards out of bounds when Joseph Osai pushes him. I think he lost track of which white line was the white line that was inbounds and out of bounds.
Which was in, it was out, Bengals Radio Network.
And the Bengals push him after he was out of bounds.
No. It's like a guy in wrestling cowering in a corner going, no.
How many fans do you think heard that and don't know Joseph Osai because he's been in the league a couple of years?
Joseph Osai.
Did they think, is he still in the league?
How about
Joe Adai playing
defense?
Wow, he was a good running back. Hey, once upon a time, Joe Adai was a top three pick in fantasy.
Oh, he was great.
He had like a 1.5 year run of being a top pick in fantasy.
But all those guys. Yeah. I mean, Dominic Rhodes, go back on down the line.
Joe
Colts running backs, absolutely.
But look, there's been a lot of talk about this still. Was it a penalty? Should it have been called? At that point in the game, is that a penalty? Is it not? Do you need to blow the whistle? Do you need to be a part of the game? And we're confusing a couple of things here, right? Because I'll tell you exactly what it is. It was a horrendously officiated game slanted towards the Chiefs. 100%. You look at the late hit that wasn't called with Jones on Joe Burrow. You look at some of the block in the back that wasn't called on the kick return at the end. There is many calls that were heavily slanted towards the Chiefs, and the Bengals have a big beef. This play, Joseph Osai gave the referees no choice but to blow the whistle. This is a penalty anywhere. The announcers see it right away. The Bengals players knew it right away. If you're watching at home, you knew it right away. It's a penalty. All right. Mahomes has taken 2 steps onto the white part of the sideline. He is out of bounds. And Osai comes in with the elbow from behind. Now, does Mahomes
barely
flop? Of course he does. But when you make that motion and you hit him, that's going to be a penalty. He gave the
barely
referees no choice but to throw the flag. If he doesn't and just kind of runs in and runs over and falls and trips, that's not a penalty. But he goes in forcefully with his forearm for reasons that I don't understand, because he tried to give some crazy-ass answer at the end of the game yesterday saying, I was trying to get him and turn him to back him out of bounds so the clock would keep running. It's like,
what are you even saying? My daughter doesn't know anything about football. She knows that doesn't make any sense. So just say you lost your head. You wanted to hit Mahomes. You were frustrated because that's kind of what goes through people's heads when you're playing. That's why these penalties are committed. But you gave the referee no choice but to throw the flag. Anybody saying they didn't have to throw it, you're just looking for hot take theater. Because this was something that was never even debated. That it wasn't. Not by the broadcast, not by the team. Now, you had Bengals players walking off the field going, why do you got to hit the quarterback? Nobody on the Bengals said, why are you throwing the flag in that situation? Mm-hmm. Nobody. Nobody said that was a hooray. Because if that was a bad penalty and the Bengals knew it wasn't a penalty, the first thing Zach Taylor would have said is, that was bogus. It was a load of crap. But he was very classy after the game and said, hey, it wasn't just one play. It was lots of things. You would have heard that more from the people who were affected the most. And you didn't because they knew that's a penalty. It's a penalty any Sunday. That's a penalty. That's a penalty any part in the game. When you say, I have no choice but to throw the flag, it's a penalty. And Joseph Ossai gave the referee no choice but to throw the flag.
Yeah, the hard part is, and we recognize it in the regular season, into the playoffs, and ultimately when we get to Glendale, if you have a similar situation, It's one of those impossible pieces for a defender. Because I think as Mahomes goes to pull up, he probably runs him through the back anyway. Like, even if that arm doesn't extend and give him the jolt, he probably bumps him trying to slow up his 300-pound frame behind him. Right? Mm-hmm. I think there's still going to be contact. In this case, it becomes the extra out front, and he goes down like a ton of bricks. We've seen Mahomes cut back into the field before, right? That's the great rope-a-dope that quarterbacks can play is, well, I'm kind of going out of bounds, but am I really? And then you lighten up, you slow up your gait, and what do? They steal an extra 2, 3, 8 yards, whatever the case may be. And so you're trying to guard against that. I think he was hoping, and his explanation is more the, if I contact him in bounds, then the clock keeps running because I've touched him.
Right. But this whole, I was hoping to turn him around.
Turn him around so I can look him in the eye and stare him down. Whatever the case may be. Like, I feel bad for the guy, right? He's sitting there. He's crying, inconsolable, etc. And they had their opportunities. And that's the thing. Like, this is the play that ultimately sets up the field goal. I get it. But the Bengals had plenty of opportunity over the course of the game to make a play. Yeah. Like, the big throw to Ja'Marr Chase. And that's some of the worst defense you'll ever see with two guys back there. But hey, he thread the needle. But, you know, you had your opportunities early in the game. You were getting bludgeoned by the pass rush. Like, all of these things, it's a culmination. But on this particular play, there's no choice but for the flag to come out. That's just in the protection of the quarterback where we're at. There's not even a hesitation on.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the thing is that the other part of this discussion I've been waiting to get to all day is, why does this happen? Like, why? How? He's got to know better. He's got to know better. He's got to know better, right? And I understand that. But just let me tell you what goes through athletes' heads that's going through them and going through Joseph Ossai's head in this situation. This is a game where, hey, it's been as emotional as it can be, right? The whole Burrowhead stuff all week long leading up to it. It's another chance to get to the Super Bowl for both teams. And you're Ossai, or you're any player defensively for the Bengals, and you want to bury Mahomes. He is injured, and you want to be able to lay a lick on him and make him not be able to throw the football because you want to go to the Super Bowl. And what's happening all game long? He is limping out of trouble. He's completing passes. He is shredding the defense. And if you're a Bengals player, you're watching him go, boy, every time he throws he has a big play, he limps off the field, right? I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but it's like, oh, I've got to watch him throw this pass and limp off the field. Look how hurt I am, and I can complete this. And you start getting mad, and you get very frustrated because you want to get to Mahomes, and you can't. And if you haven't had a chance to put a hit on him, this is what happens. You're chasing him, and after 59 and a half minutes, you have a chance to hit him, and you can't. And you're not supposed to, and you know you're not supposed to, but in that moment, that doesn't go through your head. It's, I got him, I'm going to hit him. And then you get up and you realize,
why did I do that? But you're just so full of it. And anybody that said that's ever happened, it's happened to me in high school. Anybody that's ever played gets what that's all about when you get so frustrated in a game and you hit somebody because you want to. And
build
and
up an anticipation.
You just lose it because that's been going through your mind all game, getting Mahomes, stopping him, making sure he doesn't get there, and you get too exuberant. And that's why it's always going to continue to happen, because that's what's going to go through athletes' minds. When that happens, all day, it's an emotional game, and that's an emotional situation. And to turn off your emotions at that point is really tough to do. So why did it happen? This is why it continues to happen, and that's why it happened for him.
Yeah, the Burrow thing, just really quick. I think the official looked at him and said, nice flop. Right? There was contact. But, I mean, there's letter and spirit of the law. And in that case, that was a, oh, I'm going down to the ground like, you know, a bag of feathers. Because Clark barely contacts him
right.
at all.
But still, it's two steps and you hit the quarterback. And all right, not supposed to do that. You know, standing right there. Nope, didn't see it.
I think that was the, hey, nice work. Good acting job.
I don't get a call on that. What? We're at Burrowhead Stadium. You need a call? I thought you're good enough. Get up. You're going to punt. Twitter and about a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, coming up next, Jason Locke and Forrest stops by. Odyssey, Washington Post NFL insider. What is he breaking down? Are we going to see a change in the NFL after what happened in the NFC Championship game? Keep it right here. We're looking back at Conference Championship Sunday and ahead to the Super Bowl. Right here, Jason and Mike, Fox.
I'll be out in Burrowhead.
Woo! Burrowhead, my
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
doing Tony Romo takes a lot out of me.
That was pretty fun. You didn't sound like him, but you sounded like him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's all. Like, I know, like the voice, it's just getting the cadence right.
That's good.
Here's the key. Listen. I do pretty good impressions. Even the bad ones are good because I know how to handle it. I'll teach you now how to do a Tony Romo impression. It's very simple. You have to be over the top excited with whatever you're talking about. All right, number one. Number two, you got to throw in a gym every 5 seconds. All right, so yeah, you get through. And no matter what you're talking about, it's huge. It's huge. It could be the cup of coffee you were drinking. It could be the size of the dinner you had. It could be a play on the field, but everything is huge. And everything that you talk about is huger than what you talked about before. The play right now is bigger than the huge play from 2 minutes ago.
Well, yeah.
But it's not quite as big as the huge play that's going to be two minutes from now.
Jim. Every third down is the most important pivotal third down of our lifetime.
This is their season, Jim. Jim, this is their season. This play is either going to be a run or it's going to be a pass. If it's a run, it's either going to be to the outside or to the inside. If it's a pass, it's going to be short pass or it's going to be a long. Oh, Jim, it's a long pass, Jim. Jim, look at Mahomes. Mahomes threw that ball 30 yards in the air, Jim. Jim, take cotton out of your ears. Stop. Just talk to me, Jim. Jim, why you get? I guess I got out of this game by myself. Wow, this is huge. This is huge for me. This is huge. What's so hard to call the game.
To watch yesterday, right, with all the controversy and everything, but to have that going on and asking Jim Nantz what he thinks the play calls should be and evaluations. Remember, once upon a time, this was a guy that was one of the great stories of the NFL, not just as a broadcaster, but out of Eastern Illinois. Rising up, becoming the guy for the Cowboys, throwing for 34,000 yards in his career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now he's a punchline.
And now it's a punchline. What happened to you?
Yeah.
Just that fast, right? Right as we celebrate the boot that we had for Fox, right? Burkhart and Olsen were fantastic.
Yeah.
Pillar to post. And stayed with it. Like, even though the game was getting out of sorts, it was still an opportunity to teach you about some of the players on the Eagles. Maybe you didn't know what they're doing defensively without making fun of what's going on the other side. And meanwhile, we got the Jim Nantz. I gotta do the Tony, I am glad this is our last game together.
I need a break.
I'll see you at Pebble Beach, okay? I get it. But
I need a
you
break,
gotta go
man.
Away.
I need a break. I can't. Every time you say Jim, my eye twitches, and I need a minute.
Do you think there's
every
a drinking time. Game going on in the in the booth?
Not, every time he
like
says
in the
Jim?
Truck. Every time he says Jim.
Oh man,
what's the over under in a given broadcast? And there's a sheet up in the booth that someone, in addition to hey, this is your job, you know, in terms of quick edits and whatever, but you have to count the number of gyms.
Jim Nantz, why is his camera work so bad? Well, because our cameraman is in the bag because, you know, Tony Romo said your name 11 times already, and there's still 8 minutes to go in the first quarter.
I was thinking the drinking was going to happen in post, but hey, if they start drifting in-game. Why do they keep showing the same fans? It's been the same guy the whole night. They decided to just take that cameraman or woman away.
You know, here's the thing for Romo, and this is what gets me more. Okay, now we
you know what really grinds my gears.
We talked about like he's the equivalent of a player who peaks as in a rookie his rookie year. Jim, is that for a guy who knows how to predict plays? He certainly seems awfully excited at the result of a play when you would think he would know the result already. I know what's going to happen, but it happened!
No. Which oceans was it? When they had the guy with the AI and it's monitoring whether it's a real win or a fake win? What was that? Ocean's 13?
Oh, there's 13, yeah.
There's 13?
Yeah.
And it's like, nope.
Yeah.
Real excitement.
Yeah.
Like he's a great actor because he's supposed to know it all.
For a guy who knows the plays, he gets awful excited when something happens. Oh, Jim, did you see that, Jim? Yes, that was a 3-yard run by Joe Mixon. It's now 2nd down and 7.
Dilated pupils, perspiring.
14:45 to go in the first quarter.
What's for breakfast, Jim? That's real emotion.
Jim, you know what I'm, Jim, they give us free food at these games. You know that, Jim? I go into the broadcast, right? And I come in here, and I go in, and in the press box, there's food, and it's cake. haters. It has like sandwiches and there's a gym. Jim, I mean, look at this. Jim, do you want a sandwich? I can go get you a sandwich. It's not a problem. I mean, I'll miss some of the game, but wow, I'll be back and be very excited. I can go get you like, they got mayonnaise and mustard, Jim. And this is huge, Jim. Jim, they have horseradish sauce. It's so huge. This is so huge. I mean, they have all kinds. They have Worcestershire sauce. They have deli mustard and regular mustard, Jim. And if they had honey mustard, oh, that would be so huge. That would be huger than all the other condiments I just talked about, Jim.
It would make
Jim,
that pretzel that I took that much better.
And with salt, right? Because they say salt or no salt, and it's huge with salt. If you have a salt pretzel with salt, it's so huge. It's so, but without salt, it's huge. It's so you can put pink salt on it. You can put all kinds. You can put rock salt on it. You can even take some of that salt that you put, you know, when it snows in front of your house, and you gotta make sure it melts. You put some of the rock. I mean, it's not good to eat, but boy, you could do that, and that would be huge, Jim. I can't make it for 4 hours. I can't. Tony Romo, I can't make it.
Jim, I just came on the floor, Jim.
I can't make it.
Somebody came on the floor.
I can't. Oh, boy. I can't. I'm hot. I'm winded. I need a timeout.
Yeah, you need a burger.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you.
Whew. You got Diet Coke, some fries?
Diet Coke.
Oh, I got my Diet Coke
extra
right
large.
Now.
He does. Right now. Legitimately.
Hey, and honestly, you know what? And yesterday, can I tell you something else?
What's that, buddy?
So, after the game, I'm at Jim. So Pam says, listen, I'm going to run to McDonald's because I'm watching the game. Like, oh, great. So McDonald's on a Sunday. So she goes, you want your normal?
That was the big splurge for a Sunday night.
No, hey, she was just running out.
You know what? We went yesterday. It's been about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go to
game's on, no, honey. No, let's go.
I hadn't been to McDonald's since like Wednesday, so it was fine.
Whoa. It's only the championship game.
So I'm going to run out to McDonald's, grab something to eat real fast. I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So her and Zoe went out to get food, bring it back. She goes, you want your regular? And I said, yeah, which is, you know, Big Mac, extra sauce,
is that
extra
really
cheese,
food, though?
No pickles, right?
Did you get the second one for an extra dollar?
No, because...
For an extra dollar?
Because they screwed up my order, and instead of the Big Mac, I got a double...
Jim, what do you mean?
I got a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Jim,
no, do you know when you get a double quarter pounder with cheese? It's huge! Jim, it's so huge! It's so much huger than the Big Mac, because the patty's a little bit smaller, but a double quarter pounder, it's twice
but
the quarter
no
pounder,
sauce.
Jim, but it's ketchup, and it's onions, and there's two slices of cheese, Jim, and you see the size of the patties, because it's a quarter pound before they cook it. That's why it's a quarter pounder, and you get two of those things. It's huge, because just look at it, it's huger than the Big Mac. The Big Mac's a little smaller, Jim. This is huge.
His head is going to explode before the night ends.
It is. But if I go out, I go out like this.
Did you always keep a couple extra In-N-Out sauce packets around?
In
case that goes awry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And you're covered.
So and what happened was it comes back, and Pam goes, they give me the wrong order. She goes, what? And I look.
No, Pam screwed it up.
Oh,
she should have checked before she left.
Yeah, you know what? And she's someone that always tells me to check. Always. Like, and if I come back with the wrong food, it's like, you didn't check? And I'm like, if I'm going to open everything and check, but I'm not going to open everything.
If I'm going to open everything
whatever,
check, I'm going to eat it all.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, they gave her the entirely wrong order.
Wow.
So we got somebody else's order. And so wow. I like to think the positive is that somebody just got opened up to the idea of the Big Mac with extra sauce, extra cheese, no pickles. It's like, oh, I got
to
get this.
So you go to the same McDonald's? So it's like the neighborhood one?
Yeah.
So by this point, they're well aware this is probably you?
No, they probably didn't know
so
Pam.
So maybe there's a little extra sauce on there?
Oh, no, I got to... No, because they don't know Pam as well as they know me. Okay. So I got to go in and go, hey, my wife was here today. Oh, that was your wife? Dude, that was Jason's wife. What are you... You can't screw up that order, man. Come on. That's probably what it was.
I mean, you're not quite a shareholder, but you're kind of important to the bottom line.
Yeah, of course I am. You kidding? I keep that McDonald's open, man. It's all through. Tally was a little disappointed. I mean, I still ate the double quarter pounder.
Disappointingly, I look at you and I say, still not a sponsor.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't have. Well, that's Frostburg's fault. He's got to get on that. I think what happens is they hear Teicher talk about healthy food all the time. And they're like, oh, that's never
what the hell
work.
Did I do?
I don't. You're supposed to close deals, man. You're a deal closer. I realize it's difficult because Teicher is all about, oh, no, we have to have something that has zero calories and zero taste and is made mainly out of water.
True.
So I'm going to have a cucumber sandwich, except with bread. I'm going to wrap it around lettuce, iceberg lettuce, and hold it. So you got the iceberg lettuce.
The only thing you're closing with all that's like a Whole Foods.
I mean, that. So I get there thinking, oh, we're never going to get in on that show.
You know what? We welcome them into.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
The Kiwis?
I balance out McDonald's with something healthy. I always best. Okay, if I had that, that's yin and yang. I got to
get
do
in
some
there
of
and
that.
Sell, yeah. Sell, yeah. Sell.
Jim, you mean you can eat healthy food too, Jim? They had salads here too, Jim, in the press box. I didn't know that. I heard at Dodger games they have Dodger dogs, right? You get, they bring out Dodger dogs in the seventh inning, and everybody can have them, Jim. This
I was
going to
say,
think about the nacho helmet, Jim. It's so huge, Jim. The nacho helmet, game changer. Like Mahomes, game changer. Nacho helmet, game changer. Jim.
And
Jim.
It's big enough that it actually fits on your head, Jim.
You can wear it out after it's over. That's it. I've seen people wearing out the nacho.
Well, you go
after
clean out
over.
The cheese and oh, get yeah, yeah. after it.
I always tell Why the not? I always tell the good dad who I'd always say something and I go, hey, pretty cool. Like if I see him in the
good dad as yeah. opposed to the bad dad.
Well, no, because I know he's a good dad because he's in the men's room and he's trying it at a sink. Where you know there's just a little soap that comes out, and maybe there's paper towels or not, and he's trying to wash out the nacho helmet to get rid of, so the kid can wear the helmet when he goes.
Well,
back
but
to
there's
the
probably
scene.
An like, instinct to say cool. to hell with it. There's just a little bit of cheese, but he's not never going to hear the end of it if the kid takes it off when he gets home. Look what I got, and there's still some cheese residue. I mean,
I just put it right on my head with the nachos on it.
There's
I just
a little
put
bit
it right
of
on my head,
good dad versus pragmatic dad, right there.
Jim,
I don't need the back end.
Don't even wash it out, Jim. Just put the helmet on your head, Jim. Jim, and this cheese just rolls down your face, Jim. And you can take a chip and you can just roll it on your cheek and you eat it, Jim. Jim, this is game changer, Jim. Game changer, Jim. Jim. Jim.
You know we have to recreate this now.
Oh.
You scraping a chip along your cheek as cheese drips out of a helmet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to exactly. guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, exactly. he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angie.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Joining us now on the hotline to break down everything we've seen in an incredible championship Sunday in the NFL, Odyssey, Washington Post longtime insider, Jason Lockenfora. He's on Twitter, at Jason Lockenfora. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Greetings.
I'm still buzzing about all the events at Burrowhead, man. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Healthy hour in Burrowhead.
It was a big weekend. Big Sunday all the way around. I mean, from Anita Baker forgetting how to sing till, you know what I mean, that crazy ending 8 hours later or whatever it was, that was a day.
Where are you on the ending of that game? The penalties that were called during the game that had the slant against the Bengals and the Osai penalty at the end?
I mean, I think that you have to call that penalty. Look, there was no malice in his heart. I don't believe he was not intending to injure. He didn't want to do anything dirty. He just failed to hold up, and he made contact in a way and at a time that you can't. Now, they're also, you know, you can find images of Orlando Brown behind a defensive lineman basically putting him in, you know, some sort of WWF chokehold. You know, like, I mean, it's a full body hold. Like, it's holding in every way, shape and form. He may have had him in a figure four leg lock down below, you know, with yeah, like, but certainly up high there was at least some sort of armbar chokehold going on. You know, they let that go. Look, the officiating in this league is a problem. It's been a problem, and at some point you're going to have to convince these billionaires to take a little bit more out of their cut of the pot, which is humongous, and put it into, you know, a year-round venture for these officials, and to create, you know, an NFL school of officiating. And these guys are at it year-round, and they're calling USFL games. Like, they're immersed in it year-round. They're not fitting it in around, you know, putting roofs on people's homes and, you know, mowing lawns and being trial lawyers. Like, this is a $20-plus billion business. They are now swimming in gambling money. They have every gambling partnership you could ever want. I'm waiting to see how they break it down. Pretty soon, somebody will be the official parlay. You know, we're the official parlay makers of the NFL.
Hey,
we're the official same game parlay makers of the NFL.
Patent that right now. You know,
we're the official live betting site of the NFL. Like, that's the direction it's going in. So if that's where we are, and every little play is now mainstreamed for millions of people and billions of dollars to be moving from one account to the next based on these outcomes, then we better figure out how to spot a ball above and beyond the chain gang. We know we better improve and put real money into research and IT and development over there at Park Avenue where they skimp, and they need to be better. And these guys making these decisions, there needs to be much more transparency, and it can't be a part-time job. And until we get there, and I'm not saying that that's a panacea, but until we get closer to that, this is going to continue to be a weekly subplot to NFL outcomes, because there are a lot of judgment calls, and there's a lot of judgment calls that seem to vary from crew to crew, from, you know, how they hand things out to the home team versus how some hand them out to the road team. Like, there needs to be more uniformity.
To that end, the all-star crew has, to me, always been problematic. These guys are looking
stupid
at each other like they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how about we make everybody better? Like, how about we get to a point where, you know what I mean, the guy doing the 1 o'clock, whatever, Arizona or at, you know, Indianapolis game is also Super Bowl worthy. Like, how about we raise the whole freaking, you know, tide? Like, how about we create a program that I've heard people whisper about for years where you pay these guys enough and you make it a year-round job and you start converting players to, you know what I mean, from the playing field while they're still in great shape and they're, you know, they're twitchy and they're present and they're up to date on all the latest rules and they're clearly athletic, you know what I mean? And we start indoctrinating them into officiating mentorship programs. Like, it's got to matter to them. You know what I mean? And clearly it doesn't, because if you look at their line item budgets for what they spend, you know, across the board, this officiating is a drop in the bucket. It's nothing.
Jay, so with the officiating dealing with that, the Bengals are worried about that and what they had go against them yesterday. How much did the trash talk hurt them? All the Burrowhead stuff that was so much fun for us, because I'll tell you, man, the Chiefs seemed extra fired up about that all week long.
We're talking about if they call the holding play the way they're supposed to call it, the game's going into overtime, and who the hell knows? Like, do I think they played harder? No, I think it's great content after the game. Like, you know how guys work on their dances all week? They can also work on their sick burns, and they can unleash them after the game. And more power to them. They should. It's good for their brand. It's great for jamokes like us in the media. You know, fans who aren't completely, like, brain dead, I think, get it for what it is. And there's a showmanship element, and that's great. But, like, you mean to tell me, like, Patrick Mahomes got extra treatment on his ankle because the mayor of Cincinnati said some ridiculous thing? Like, I don't think people want that. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm a 50-year-old grown-ass man. I don't think that's how it works. I've been around professional sports since I was 18 years old. I just don't really think through the week. It's like guys are getting ready to go home and somebody says, damn it. Remember what that jackass mayor said? We're staying 15 minutes longer. I'm spending 20 more minutes with the jugs gun because I gotta show him on Sunday who's boss. Like, come on.
It's a good thing he's only a year into his term, Jason.
You don't think Mahomes is already a psycho competitor and Kelsey's already a psycho competitor? Like, yeah, it's great to unleash all that. And, like, are they thinking about it a little bit during the week? Like, thinking to themselves, we're going to show them? Yeah, but, like, do I really think it affects the outcomes of these marathon sporting events where it's, you know, collision after collision after collision, and a guy sitting there thinking, I could pull the chute. Nah, I didn't like Joe Burrow's. I didn't like Joe Burrow's smirk on his Wednesday press conference. I'm getting up off the grass, and I'm staying in this game. Like, I don't know, man. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask.
Nah, it's just always good for fodder for us, though.
Burrowhead. Hey,
come on, Burrowhead for the world.
No, I mean, all that stuff is great. Like, I get it, but, like, I mean,
I don't know, man. Again, Chris Jones is a guy. He was burrowheading it all week long, and he had the big hit, and he had a couple of some really big plays, and you know he had a little bit of extra
too. Prop came in.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the AFC Championship game, and legacies are on the line. And whether they said anything or whispered anything or put up a billboard, they came in Arrowhead, and you thought you had that game won before the halftime. And they snatched the Super Bowl appearance out of your freaking hands. Like, I think that's the motivation. You know what I mean? I think that's where, like, a rivalry is born. This stuff helps take it over the top. And look, these teams are probably going to win their divisions for a while moving forward, which means we'll get these regular season matchups. And I hope that Burrow versus, you know, Mahomes could turn into a fraction of what Brady versus Manning was. Although a lot of people won't like that because it means the same teams are in the championship game every year. But, like, these guys are just that good that just might be how it goes. So, like, I'm into all that. But, like, I mean, again, think of that game and all the little sort of potential turning points and turning points. I don't know, man. I don't think them screaming Burrowhead had a whole hell of a lot to do with it, but maybe I'm naive.
Well, everybody coming off the highs of watching the Royal Rumble, and they all wanted to get their shoot interviews done as well.
Yeah.
Jason Locken for our guest, the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio from the TireRack.com studios, at Jason Locken for where you find him on Twitter. You can read him, Washington Post. Hear him in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan as well. So, Jason, the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan and company, playing as we, shorthanded would be the kind of way to say it.
Yeah.
Trey Lance coming off a big injury. Brock Purdy, well, he's got a long-term injury. Mm-hmm. Where do they turn going forward after the shellacking they took yesterday?
Man, load up on the avocados, load up on the avocado ice cream. Make sure everybody there is, you know, start getting Guerrero on the Alex Guerrero on the hotline. Make sure that you've got your locker room up to TB12 standards. Let's go. I mean, again, I did this exercise at the Washington Post going into these games, and I had Brady going there before this injury just because it's Brock Purdy and it's Tom frickin' Brady. And if you're winning all these games, you know, attempting 19.8 passes per game with Brock Purdy. Why the hell couldn't you win them with Tom Brady? You know what I mean? And have that experience and, like, not have to worry about if anything's going to be too big for him or whatever. And then you put this injury on top of it. Like, he's better than Aaron Rodgers right now. I mean, there's no – I don't think that there's really a comparison. And he'll go there on the cheap, whereas Aaron Rodgers has this absolutely ridiculous monster contract, and he ain't giving anything back. So, like, they can't fit a $60 million quarterback under the cap. But, I mean, I think Brady would go there and play for 25, whatever. Like, to me, it's a no-brainer at this point. And then other dominoes can fall from there. But Kyle Shanahan's wanted him before. He's wanted them before. Like – To me, it honestly makes all the sense in the world.
All right, now lastly, Jay, speaking of quarterbacks, and we used to have this rule in the league, but I can't believe it's not going to be something that's changed for next year. Are we going to see an added spot to the active roster so all teams can dress three quarterbacks?
You
because
should.
I mean, we got to have that,
just
right?
Take quarterbacks out of the equation and say everybody dresses three quarterbacks, and then you could figure out, you know what I mean, whatever you want to do with the other 45 spots or 46 spots or 44 spots, whatever they'll decide, then, you know what I mean, then you do whatever you want there. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. Look, why aren't all 53 active?
Sure.
I mean, why? Like, seriously. You're paying them a prorated NFL salary. It's not like, you know, practice squad where you're on a lower, you know what I mean, you're on a lower salary and then you get the proration when you're called up. But, like, what's the, just honestly, what's the downside in just having everybody who you're paying an NFL salary to available to play a football game?
The extra crowded sideline.
Right? It's not like one team could hoard all the players. It's
right.
Not baseball.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? It's the ultimate collision sport. It's the ultimate concussion sport. It's the ultimate violent sport. And you've got healthy guys who could help you win a football game in sweat, sitting in a suite, making you know what I mean, making a full paycheck. How does that make sense?
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockin 4. That is at Jason Lockin 4. Check him out 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Odyssey, Washington Post. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Have a
good
one.
See you, Jason. Be good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.